This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Dylan, you like made your voice really, you're like, hello, I'm Dylan Hafer.
Did I do a thing? Yeah. Oh, what if, should I just talk like this for the rest of the show?
Yeah, sexy. I know you guys can't tell, but I'm not feeling my best right now, but I'll get through it.
You know, it's a week. We're just making it through. We had some very exciting news this morning. We have confirmation of our newest New York housewife, our first ever Black Roni cast member, Ebony K. Williams. I am very excited about this. She is very beautiful, is very accomplished. So she's an attorney. She has done some TV hosting. She's the same age as Leah, which I think is interesting. They're, yes, you know, moving into this younger age category, which I think is a great move. Obviously, we are past due for a Black housewife of New York, because New York is one of the most diverse cities in the world.
It is.
I'm excited, and it's nice that I like when they reveal these kind of far ahead of time, because it's just like, now we don't have to spend the next 6 months like thinking about rumors of who it could be and whatever.
But it also gets people re-excited to watch the show. You know, mm-hmm. like I'm excited for Ebony to be on the show. I feel like they are finally realizing that we can't have the same old five women on the show. Sorry if that was like offensive, but the same old, I'll say it again, same old five women on the show.
Women like, of a certain age.
Yes. We need younger women. We need diversity. We need people who haven't been on. We need people who have different jobs bring just different like energy to the show. So, and I agree with what I just said, where it gets people excited. Yeah, I agree with what I just said, that it gets people excited, because after a while, some people with any show could be like, what else, you know, what could happen? What's going to happen this season? You know? And I feel like New York's really like took a shake right now, and I'm very excited for this.
I feel like we'll probably have maybe one or two other new cast members, maybe friends of also, because they're pretty depleted after this last season. So I feel like she won't be the only addition, but I'm very excited. Before we get into it, we're going to talk about Below Deck Med. I want to read this tweet that Brandi Glanville tweeted that made me laugh so hard. She said, I think the son is 100% Leanne Rimes, hashtag masked singer. Although my kids say no way, because she told them she would never do this show because it's so beneath her.
Here's the thing. Okay. You have to take everything Brandi says with a grain of salt, because number one, like, I thought they were on good terms again. You know what I mean? Like, I can never, and then you do that and, oh, you're taking, how do we know Leanne Rimes even said that it's so beneath her? Like, how do we know any of this is true? But the fact that she felt the need that it was this important to say to the world.
I love the thought of Brandi sitting on the couch in her condo watching The Masked Singer and being like, that's Leanne. That's gotta be Leanne. And Mason and Jake are like, no, mom, she said she would never do this show. The visual and just the fact that like Brandi kind of sucks, but like she's just so petty, and I just think it's the funniest tweet because she has the specific like inside angle about, and it probably is Leanne Rimes. I don't think Leanne Rimes is above doing The Masked Singer, even if she said she was.
Absolutely not. Like, first of all, that's so, what makes something to below you. Do you know what I mean? Like, who is Leanne Rimes to be like, this show is not worth my time? Like, well, what else are you doing?
You just pulled a Yolanda Hadid, who is Adrienne Maloof in this world. You're like, who is Leanne Rimes in this world?
Honestly, I have a lot. I have a little love for Leanne Rimes because she, her song is in one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Con Air. And like her song is like one of the main songs like in that movie. So I like have a connection to her.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh my God. That is something you are doing this weekend, whether you like it or not.
I have a 5-day weekend, so if I ever have had time to fit it in, I think it's now, but we'll see. No promises.
Thank you so much. It is so good. But also, she's known for Can't Fight the Moonlight in Coyote Ugly. So like people like to call her a one-hit wonder, but we don't know.
No, she is more than one. Like, I would say she's maybe, like, a little bit of a has-been, but I don't think she's a one-hit wonder. She had, like, I feel like she had, like, a few solid years. I don't know. This is not a Leanne Rimes podcast. let's get into Below Deck Med. This episode, we pick up where we left off with Jess freaking out about Aisha allegedly putting her hand... grabbing Rob's ass in this photo. Barry, you did a good job, I would say, of analyzing the situation last week when you were explaining that it was because Rob was wearing a backpack. And when you are putting your arm around somebody for a photo and they have a big ass backpack on, it's awkward.
I can't believe I physically had to analyze that for some people, but that is the case.
Well, the thing that's frustrating watching Jess like spiral about this on the show is that it's so obvious. We all watched it. There was no grabbing. There was no flirting about it. It literally was like, that's just where her hand went. And it's like, why is no one in this situation just being like, Jess, it was because he was wearing a backpack?
Because I think they don't care. I think they do not care about her, nobody, and her behavior. That is what I cares truly about- believe.
It's funny because everyone is just having to listen to her go on and on and on about this, and literally nobody cares. Bugsy is like, okay, like, don't beat her up.
I think it's to the point where they're all like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, we are a lot more mature than this, and this is like not worth my time. Also, oh, bless you, Mom. My mom just sneezed. but I think that there's something deeper with Jess, like something like that cannot get someone that angry. There is something deeper. I think that she is jealous of the way that Aisha, and this is just, I like to say everything like, this is just my opinion, that she's jealous of the way Aisha is in general, that, and maybe she feels that she wants to, but she just can't be that free-spirited and happy-go-lucky, and she kind of deep down wishes she can be like that and knows that there's no actual feelings between Aisha and Rob, but that like it annoys her that she can't be that like friendly to other people. No one's stopping you, girlfriend. Go ahead.
You know, Aisha, I mean, this is like, when I say this is a good thing, Aisha's a down bitch. Like, she like is down to have a good time. She can hang out with anyone. She's, you know, having a good time. And that's like, it's just like a more fun way to live your life because you don't have to get worked up about things. You don't overthink everything. And Jess, I have had moments this season of really enjoying her, but she's not a down bitch. Like, she's not down.
She's not someone I would be like, want to like joke around with. I feel like she doesn't joke around. Like, have you ever seen her smile kind of?
It's wild to think they filmed this season over such a short amount of time. Because if you think about it, they do like, what, 8 or 9 charters. All of them are 2 days. And then they sometimes have a day in between, sometimes not. It's only like a couple months total. So she's been in this relationship with Rob for like maybe 2 months tops. Probably not that long.
Oh, I thought it was even like 6 weeks.
Like definitely less than 2 months. Aisha's only been there for like a few weeks. Everything is so heightened, and I think I feel like Rob, it's not his fault, but everything kind of went wrong when he decided to go to Bali, because it was like,
because in her world that was an engagement.
Right. And all of a sudden he's like, oh shit, like this girl's kind of crazy.
I think that the most dramatic part, I loved the way this was of the episode, was when they got in this little argument, which we kind of couldn't tell what they were arguing about. I don't know if you noticed that when Rob was sticking his head in their little bunk, and she was like, you like over something so stupid, blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't think that was about the backpack. I think it was like a random argument we didn't know. But then Rob Maybe. Went down the hallway and opened the guy's door and was like, I'm going to do it. And like go to like the engineer school or whatever. And I was like, that was so funny.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting because it was like, okay, so Jess was super mad. She was having her chat with Aisha and like, she still had, she had no interest in actually not being mad at Aisha anymore. Like she brought it up because she wanted to, no matter what Aisha would have said, she keeps being like, it wasn't cool. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, it wasn't cool. And she's like, okay, sorry. Like, I didn't, it wasn't a big deal to me. And Jess is like, well, it's a big deal to me. It wasn't cool. And it's like, no, she heard you.
Yeah, like, yeah, you don't have to like reiterate it. But it's funny because Aisha could have handled that two different ways, the way she did it, which I thought was excellent. Or she could have been like, okay, bitch, I heard you. Like, it won't happen again. Yeah. I won't hug him over his awkward turtle shell backpack. And can we just clarify that she didn't like grab or squeeze his ass? If you even see, because they showed it to us 12 times, she like, her hand was like, oh, she just like, it was resting on his butt. Like it was so clear.
Yeah. She put her hand on him for a foot. Like there was no grabbing. There was nothing like insidious about this. And
yeah.
I also, this episode was like a pleasant surprise. I didn't really think about Tom and Malia at all, which at this point is a good thing. We didn't see a lot of fuss from Tom, which is a nice change of pace.
We did see Malia grab Tom's ass though in the galley. I was like, girl, ew. It wasn't even like cute. I was like, no. Wait, stop doing that. It was like this uncomfortable. I don't love that. I don't like all the sweetie and honey. Like, ugh. Okay, moving on. I can't talk about them anymore right now.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they are the only shapewear that won't ever roll down, no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about effective shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
I also just want to give some appreciation time to the people that we don't see on the boat, like the first mate and the engineers. Like, I think it's really funny that there are people on the boat that we do not see. And I just want to tell them that their work doesn't go unnoticed.
We don't see you, but we see you. We see each other. It's funny because like I get why those people aren't in like the main cast, like, you know, like they have to do their
TV physically have to be there
stuff, and like, but it's funny that they really most of the time don't even show them, like they don't come to like the tip meeting or the anything like that. And it's like, I'm pretty sure they still get their tip or whatever. Like, I don't think they're just,
I don't
like,
know actually. That's interesting. This is something else on our list of things we need to know about Below Deck, because they actually do not work at all with the crew and everyone who gets tipped up with the charter.
Oh, with the charter. Mm.
Yeah, they are just like working the boat.
You know what's funny? This could be very easily figured out by going back and doing some simple division, because they always say what the tip is and then they always right. say how much each of them get. But like, in my heart, I do not care enough to go back and do that.
No. Like,
I would probably do it wrong. I would probably do the math wrong. So I would be like,
let us know.
So I would be like, no, the engineer definitely doesn't get the tip. And then they're like, actually, it's divided by 10. Like,
yeah. So like, if anyone is listening out there is in yachting, can you let us know if the first mates and engineers get tipped? Because
we would like to know.
Yeah. Like, they deserve to.
I don't need to know, but I feel that I feel like it's something that we should know. I don't know.
They fixed the boat 2 weeks ago when it was about to crash into the dock. Like, how...
Like, oh yeah, you like...
Now I'm getting pissed.
You like that little sunset cruise? Better get a tip.
Okay, we are losing it.
We are very much in the weeds here. So let's get back to Rob and his big decision of whether he still wants to go to Bali with just the mess, or whether he... was that mean? Or whether he wants to stay on the boat because the boat is doing a crossing and he can like sign up and get all these yachting hours and like get his certification. I don't know how that works either. Like, another question we need the answer to. So it's interesting because it was not that long ago that he just like booked his ticket to Bali as this big romantic gesture. And then sort of all of a sudden this week, I think it had been mentioned before, but all of a sudden this week it's like, I have this big decision of whether I'm going to go to Bali. And he decided not to go. He's going to sign up for the crossing.
Listen, as a woman, I can tell you, we can be crazy sometimes. And when you... I'm not. And when you Never. Let your crazy out too soon, people are like, well, if you're going to do this now, what does our future look like if you're getting mad over something that is... so not worth it. That I think Rob made the absolute 100% right decision. He thought about what was important to him, which, not saying Jess isn't important to him, but he thought about his career and his future, and that this certification will get him a lot further in life than a little vacation with a girl that he might not see again. That was so nicely said on my part that I literally just had to stop and congratulate.
Yeah, that was, no, well put. I think a very fair assessment. I think that Rob maybe was a little caught up when he decided to book the ticket to Bali. And then obviously the last few weeks have not been super fun and chill in that relationship. And it's the kind of thing where I feel like, I can't remember who said, was it Malia that said that like Jess is already acting like this when there are people around? And then, so when they get to Bali and it's like just the two of them, who knows what's going to happen? I think it was Malia. It's not that important. But yeah, I mean, it's like, I wish Jess the best. I think she seems like a cool person in general, but this relationship does not seem healthy.
Yeah, like I actually... think it's just crazy to see what relationships do to people, anyone on television or not. And I'm wondering, like, I kind of want to see Jess not in a relationship because we may really like her, but
the season's ending. So.
I know. And no, I'm saying in general, like maybe we can hang out with her one day. I don't know. Week's the season finale.
I'm a little concerned that Jess is going to like burn the boat down next week in response to Rob not coming to Bali, but we'll see.
No, because I feel like we would have heard about that by now if she Probably. Did. But yeah, next week's the season finale, but which I kind of want to be like, finally, and I kind of am like, no, I'm sad, but...
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
You know, we have another season of Below Deck coming up, so.
Right. It's like, it's a see you later to Below Deck Med, but certainly not a goodbye to us talking about drama going down on a yacht.
We are like so like poetic today. Speaking of poetic, because I know hundreds of you are going to ask, the song that Leanne Rimes sings in Con Air is How Do I Live? So I'll sing a little. Yeah.
How do I live without you if you ever go?
Okay, so you guys can just listen.
You're welcome for the song.
Oh my God. I love you guys.
We will be back tomorrow. We have a special episode. We chatted with Sasha Morfa of the Bravo Breakdown on Instagram. Her videos are amazing. We had a really fun convo talking about Below Deck Med, Potomac, Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of Orange County. We talked about a lot, and yeah, I feel like we had a really good time.
Yeah, it was really fun. I'm excited for you guys to listen to it and also get to know like other people in the Bravo community. But Dylan, who was your Bravo lab this week? Did you forget our little segment?
I'll give it to Aisha because I thought she handled some toxic energy pretty well.
I agree. I'm going to give it to Aisha, and my runner-up is actually going to be Bugs because I am just impressed with her detail for the silent disco because it was awkward for the viewers to watch, but it seemed like they had really a lot of fun doing so.
And you know what? That's actually such a smart thing to do for these shows because they can never get the rights to any music. So the guests could listen to whatever they want and we could still watch the staff and they didn't have to like cut out the audio. So maybe they should all start doing silent discos on their shows, but don't because it's awkward to watch.
Imagine we like only watched silent discos going forward. Like, no, thank you. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches and join our Facebook group. And don't forget go on shopbetches.com and search all of our Bravo merch. It's really fun and exciting and comfortable and soft, and you'll love it.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.